Focus on flowers.
When our spring gardens are at their peak, it is a good time to assess what we already have, as well as make notes about what we need to do to make them even better for next year. If our daffodils are not giving us as many blooms as they once did, it is probably time to divide them later, or certainly to scatter fertilizer around them once the blossoms fade. If our color combinations need improvement, this is the time to make notes about possible changes. And do we have enough spring-blooming perennials? White lacy candy tuft, yellow alyssum, lady's mantle, celandine poppy, creeping phlox, bleeding heart, and lily of the valley, for example. Do we have low-growing companion plants to camouflage the bulb foliage as it dies down? Daylily foliage grows up as daffodil foliage dies down, so this is a useful pairing in a bed. Check that you have daffodils that bloom during the early, mid, and late spring, and if not, make a note to fill in the gaps. How about spring-blooming shrubs? Flowering quince, flowering almond, viburnum, and mock orange are possibilities to consider. Walk around your neighborhood and see if there is anything blooming that catches your eye. Then check your catalogs or go to a nursery to identify them, to site in an appropriate spot in your own yard. Take inventory, compile wish lists, plan ahead, and next spring you'll be very glad you did. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on spring assessment.